1.5 billion by the time they do the Powerball draw tonight. Estimates range somewhere between 1.75 and 2 billion dollars. If not for the bitterly cold Midwestern weather, I'm sure those ticket sales would be even higher. Though I know that won't stop you from standing in line today and buying tickets, and if you're in charge of your office pool, kiting away a few just for you.
Oh, we need to get tickets, by the way. Aren't we doing like a morning show? Well, maybe we all will, because someone will have to hold on the fort when we retire.
Yes.
To go live on our island.
Just a quick honesty test here. Mary, if you were to win the Powerball, would we ever hear from you again? All right. Just checking.
We don't hear, when she, hear from her when she goes on vacation now.
Yeah, because well, she's very private. She keeps to herself. Dave, I think you'd keep working.
I would. I would.
I won $40 in instant lotto the other day.
See?
And I'm here.
She still comes in.
Are you like a scratch-off thing?
Yeah, scratch-off. $40. I've never won that.
I save myself a lot of time. You know what I do? I just drive by the gas station and throw $2 out the window. It's much easier than actually getting out of the car, going in, getting the ticket, and losing them.
Well, I never do either. My husband just got me one, so.
It's a time saver. Did you share the money with him?
No.
No.
It was part of my birthday present.
Scratch-off tickets?
Yeah, I like to do them. They're fun.
By the way, Mary, I have your money. I owe Mary some money.
Oh,
she bought me
a
lottery
ticket. Yeah.
Mary's surprise birthday party. When was your birthday?
The 5th.
Last Monday.
Yeah, Mary's surprise birthday party, because we always forget birthdays on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Friday.
Oh,
is that
cool.
when we're doing Mary's cool. surprise birthday party?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Surprise
party's Friday. Supposed to make my
awesome.
Surprise cake?
Yeah, could you make the cake?
Could you make the cake for yourself and bring the candles?
Sure, no problem. Awesome. I'm not supposed to have chocolate, though, so it's not going to be any fun.
Yeah, bring something that's really nasty.
Kale cake. No.
Kale cake. Yeah. I don't think is that even possible? Hey, before we move on to the exclusive interview with the Powerball, we're lining up right now. Steve, you said this is, and USA Today is reporting this as well, this is the 7th State of the Union address. The 7th State of the Union address, but he's been in office 8 years. That's because the first one doesn't count. Is that right?
You know, I'm not sure how that works.
No, the first one is a joint session. It's the joint session of Congress, so it's considered as an unofficial address.
So because you haven't had the gig long enough to assess
right,
the State of the
this
Union.
This will be his 8th speech.
Right.
But the 7th State of the Union, because the first one was not classified as an official
I think
address.
We all remember in 2009 when President Obama stood up and said, the State of the Union is yet to be determined because I just got here.
TBD.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions? Because I got nothing.
And then tonight, I guess what? He just throws the mic on the floor and says, I'm out.
Yeah. No. I still think a hat. I mentioned this top of the show today. A Hawks hat, maybe a Taze jersey, and a mic drop. That's a good speech.
That would be good speech. Yeah. I don't foresee that. But.
I mean, he's coming home here anyway for a while, right?
Well, we think. I mean, he did buy a house in Hawaii, so he could be moving there after he comes home. Who knows? His library's going to be here, but he may not be here.
I bet he'll stay here for a while. And then the rumor is he might move to New York.
Why would he want to be in New York?
Yeah.
Well, not in Times Square.
I mean,
Square.
He can get the ridiculous speaking fees and fly out of O'Hare.
He could fly to Hawaii for that.
So, well, I'd spend time in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But again, tonight is you'll hear this reported all day, the 7th State of the Union, the eighth time he has done a joint address to Congress.
The 8th time he is speaking to the nation.
That's right.
By the way, you didn't ask me if I would leave, if I would quit if I won the Powerball.
No, you'd stay with me.
Oh, yeah, of course, right. Yeah, I would totally stay with you.
Yeah,
once a month I'd check in.
There's the great concern tonight, at least it should be, is that a rich guy wins. Somebody successful wins the Powerball. Now, there's a statistic that came up a second ago that I shared off the air with you guys. 40% of lottery winners lose all their money in 5 years. 40. Not 4. 40% of lottery winners have no more than they had when they started in less than 5 years. So that would make the argument that maybe uninformed folks or poorer folks, maybe it's not so great that they win.
I want to know the stat, too, though. There's a stat.
I keep saying tonight. It's
more people than you think have won. Lottery winners have previously won before.
Say it again?
Someone who you normally wins.
Yeah.
Not normally, but
the
stat is pretty high, higher than you would think.
Repeat winners?
Repeat winners.
Huh.
It's strange.
Yeah, look, it's $1.5 billion. It will definitely be $1.75 by the time it's over. It could be close to $2. It's going to be somewhere between, let's say it's an Illinois winner. Let's say it's you in the Hyundai. It could be somewhere between $700 million and $1 billion in walk-away money if you just take the lump sum in Illinois, all taxes included. So it's a lot. But the one consideration is, how does the Powerball feel? Let's go to the phone now where the Powerball is standing by. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Is this the Powerball?
It is.
Is it Powerball? Do you have some sort of breathing apparatus on?
No, what people don't realize is, Steve, that the bigger the Powerball gets, the bigger I am. And I am just so fat right now. Don't look at me, Steve.
So you have fattened up considerably because of the size, the record size of the lottery. This is the biggest Powerball ever. This makes literal sense, doesn't it?
It's exactly what it is. I miss the days when I was the Powerball for, like, Cuba, and we'd get, like, a big money of, like, $172.
And that's when you felt good about yourself.
I was like, I can handle this, but somebody's got to win.
All right, so if somebody wins tonight, it's great. Otherwise, your life is in jeopardy.
I wish it was tonight. I do, but it's tomorrow.
Why
night.
Do I keep saying tonight? It's tomorrow night.
Were you like in the car for 2 hours or something?
Yes, I was, Powerball. All right, so Powerball, it's creeping me out to hear how tough it is for you to breathe.
It's so difficult. I wanted somebody to win. Do you know that there are 6 states that don't do the Powerball?
I did not.
Yeah, there are 6 of them. One of them is Nevada because they don't want to do it because you can't win.
Right, and Nevada's all about winners and mostly losers.
It's not really gambling if you can't win.
Yes, I understand. How did you get into this game, Powerball?
I started out in a little town in Buenos Aires.
What did you do there, like a dice game?
No, I was working at a general store.
Okay. I don't know how one comes to the other. But listen, I wish you well, and I hope we get a winner tomorrow night because
it doesn't
sound like you're in great health. What's your cholesterol right now?
I'm right out. I can't tell you where I'm at.
You can't tell me where you're at?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm at. It's illegal. I'm in Alabama because they don't play the game.
Okay, it's safe for you there.
They have a lotto, but whoever wins just gets shoes.
All right, Powerball, nice to talk to you. Maybe we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Oh, please do. Just hope I'm alive.
All right, that's the Powerball.
It didn't sound like he was in good health.
No.
Oh.
Remember, the bigger the Powerball gets, the bigger the Powerball gets.
That's a lot to carry around.
I gotta say, I didn't see that coming.
No.
It's a good thing all the states don't do it. He'd be even bigger.
Yeah, no kidding. It's 9:20, the big fat Powerball. Need a winner tomorrow night to keep him alive. Back after this on 720 WGN.